This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Those of you out there who follow college football may know the name Urban Meyer. For those who don't, Meyer is widely recognized as one of the best coaches in the game. Last year, he led the Ohio State Buckeyes to the national championship. They're not doing too bad this season either, if you've seen the polls. Meyer is kind of used to winning by now, what with three championships and all. He's put a bunch of his coaching and leadership wisdom down on paper in a book called Above the Line, Lessons in Leadership and Life from a Championship Season. Coach, thanks for coming on.
Oh, great to be with you. Thank you.
When you start a season, and you go in the locker room and you get these group of, I don't even know how many it is, probably at Ohio State, 100 guys together. What's the first thing you say?
Oh, it's probably evolved a little bit over the years as I've grown as a coach and as a leader, but that you have to play with something a greater purpose, a greater cause, something other than yourself, and that's a message that they'll hear continuously throughout their career at Ohio State.
How tough is it to live up to your own reputation? I mean, you've won twice now national championships at different schools. You're number one this year. When you wake up in the morning, do you go, oh man, I got to repeat again, and this is pressure and stress and all that?
I would say that is certainly there. I lived it firsthand, and I don't want to go back there. And in 2008, we won it. In 2009, we were expected to win it. And I'll never forget the guy asking me the question, saying, Coach, how does it feel that if you don't go undefeated and win a national title, it's a failure? And that resonated with me that entire season. And obviously, when it does with the coach, it's going to resonate with the players. And I'm not allowing that to happen at Ohio State. And we're enjoying our win. We're enjoying the journey. And it's been very positive so far, even if we're not, living up to other people's expectations, which is that's not our job. Just get better each week.
Have you ever, in your professional coaching career, said to anybody, look, it's just a game. Relax.
No, I have not said that. My wife of many, many years has said that to me many, many times. It's a damn game is what it is. We all know it's more than that.
Do you think so? Do you really think so? I mean, I get that this is your livelihood and you kind of have to say that, but come on.
I do now. I have three children getting ready to make their career moves. One's 25, 22, and my message to them with old man advice is do something you love, because I can't imagine getting up in misery. And I can't say it's always been a lot of fun.
Touchy question, but I got to ask it. Do you think football coaches in this country make too much money?
Oh, I think so, probably. I think that is a hard question. I think there's a lot that is expected of the coaches, and it's market-driven. But sometimes, if I don't think about it often, but when you do, you're like, this is never something that you would have imagined.
Mm. Should we pay players, do you think?
No, I don't think we should pay players. I think we need to take care of them. I think what's happened in the last 2 years, they now get a cost of living expense. They get a full scholarship. There are some elite guys that have opportunities to do things that, with their own contracts, and I just think that would take away the amateurism and what college sports are really all about.
What do you do then with the vast majority of your players who are not going to see a single day in the NFL? What's your message to them last practice of senior year for them?
That the experience was invaluable, that they received an incredible degree, and that we have things in place now that we actually assist them in securing employment, and jobs. And everyone comes to places like Ohio State, Alabama, and USC thinking they're going to go play football for 15 years, and the majority do not. That experience helps you down the road, and you're not being used by a university, and that's a big thing we want to make sure is not going to happen.
Last question, Coach, then I'll let you go. You said last year if you won it all, you were going to get a tattoo. As I understand it, you still haven't gotten it, right?
No.
Well?
51-year-old men should not be getting tattoos. But I did make a promise, and I'm going to follow through at some point.
Urban Meyer, he coaches the Ohio State Buckeyes. His book is called Above the Line. Coach, thanks very much.
You're great. Thanks, man.